We are continuing Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis. We're learning Yud Dalad Amud Beis, and we are middle of the Yud Ches Dava, explaining all the Yud Ches Dava. We're up to the Yud Ches Dava of Tful Yoyim, which is either the 8th or 9th of the Yud Ches Dava. It's the 8th one. And the Gemara have a Pashtuk Asha. How can you say Tful Yoyim is one of the Yud Ches Dava? It's saying Yud Ches Dava, all the things that if you touch Chuma, you make a puzzle. And one of them we're saying is Tful Yoyim. A Tful Yoyim, that means a person who touches Sheretz, he went to the mikvah, and he came out, he has to wait till the evening, till he's tar. Frank the Gemara, Tful Yoyim is the Raisa. It's not one of Yud Ches Dava, it's from the Torah. Tful Yoyim the Raisa. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Uva HaShemesh, when the sun comes down, when the sun goes down, the tar, then you become tar. Until then, you're not tar. And the Gemara dashes, it means a Chuma. That if you touch Chuma, you're tame, if you have a Chuma. So it's the first Pasuk. That Tful Yoyim touches Truma. Tful Yoyim means someone who's Tavel and didn't reach Shkia yet, that is Tameh, that's the first apostle. It's not one of the Ches Dava. The Gemara, Sameh Mekan Tful Yoyim. You're right, you have to take out Tful Yoyim. It's not one of the Yud Ches Dava. It's not counted as one of the Yud Ches Dava. And Taisa speaks out, not that you're not Gairis in the Mishnah, that you're Gairis in the Mishnah, but it's not one of the Yud Ches Dava. Let's go now to the last one. Last two of the Yud Ches Dava. Last two are Oichlim Shnitmu Mashkin or Kalim Shnitmu Mashkin. So just a little Akdama. Oichlin could become Tomei from a Rishon, Midaraisa, but Kalim cannot become Tumah from a Rishon, Midaraisa. But either way, we're saying HaOichlin that became Tomei from a Mashkin, we're saying that's one of the Yud Ches Dava that the Oichlin now will make Chuma Pasal. So, what's the case that Oichlin touched the Mashkin Tameh that was saying it's only with the Rabbana? What is the case? B'mashkin demai. What type of Mashkin? Ilei Mashkin Abba Machmas Sheretz. If we're talking about Mashkin, the touch of Sheretz, so then, Sheretz is the Avatoma, so what's the Mashkin? Midaraisa, Arishon Otoma, the Raisininu. And if it's a Rishon Otoma Midaraisa, if it touches another Oichel, we're talking about Oichel, not talking about a person to eat it. But Oichel is the Mashkin, the Oichel that touched Mashkin. So with the Raisa already, the Oichel is a Sheni. If the Oichel is a Sheni, it makes Chuma Apostle, it's all, everything's with Raisa. The Chsiv, how do we know that Mashkin could become Tomei from a Rishon? The Chsiv, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishase, it says V'chol Kli Yitma, and says, it's talking about there by a Kli Cheres, and it's Mavuya there that, let's say you have a Sheretz and a Kli Cheres, the Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon, and the Mashkin becomes Tomei from the Rishon. And same thing with Oichel. Oichel and Mashkin become Tomei from Rishon with the Raisa. So you don't need Oichel and Mashkin, can be Mashkin and the Raisa, because that's Pashat. You don't need Yud Ches Dava. Eli, you know what the case is? For Mashkin, Habo'im, Machmas, Yadayim. We're talking about Mashkin that came Tomei from your hands. Came Tomei from your hands. Your hands, that was only Yud Ches Dava made something Tomei. It made the Mashkin Tomei. And not only that, the Chachamim said it makes the Mashkin into a Rishon. Why would they say it makes the Mashkin a Rishon? Might say Yadayim only are a Sheni. It should make the Mashkin a Shlishi. Why does it make it a Rishon? Gzeir is a Mashkin about Machmas Sheretz. We are Geizer because a Mashkin about Machmas Sheretz. Since this is an idea in the world as a Mashkin as a Rishon, how is a Mashkin a Rishon when it touches the Sheretz? Therefore, we said any type of Tumah that happens to Mashkin becomes a Rishon also, even if it comes Machmas Yadayim. Even if the Mashkin comes Machmas Yadayim, has dinner of a Rishon, and therefore will make the Oichlin Tomei. And Rashi asks, so why don't you make every Oichel also into a Rishon if it touches Yadayim? Maybe it should also be a Rishon. Why Dafka Mashkin? Zogt Rashi, because it's more common for Mashkin to become Tomei from a Sheretz, because a Mashkin doesn't need Hechsher. Doesn't need any water to pour on it. It is water itself. Masha Enkein, foods need a Hechsher. And therefore, it's not so common to come Tomei from a Sheretz, to make a Gzera from a Sheretz. So upon him, the ninth one is Oichlim. They got Tomei from a Mashkin that was only Tomei the Rabbanim from Yadayim. And Oichlim becomes a Sheni. Why? Because every Mashkin is a Rishon, even when it touches Yadayim. The next case is Akelim Shenitimu Mashkin. Kelim Shenitimu Mashkin is a big Chiddush. Why is that? Because Kelim Midaraisa can't become Tomei from a Rishon. It means if a Mashkin touches a Sheretz, it's a Rishon, right? Midaraisa. If that touches a Kalim, that Mashkin does not become Tameh, because a Rishon only can be Tameh Oichel Mashkin, cannot be Tameh Odom the Kalim. So, Vakalim Shenitmu Mashkin, so what's that case? So, Kalim the Itmu Mashkin the Mai. What type of Mashkin, how did the Mashkin become Tameh? What type of Tumadig Mashkin was it that touched the Kalim? Ilay Mashkin Zov, if it's talking about Mashkin Zov, now a Mashkin that comes out of Zov, like his spit, or his Zoiv, or his Meiraglayim, the halacha is that Mashkin is the Reis Degatame, and it's an Avatoma. It can even make Kalim Tame. So if it was Mashkin Zov, then the Reisenu. It makes Kalim Tame the Reis, the Chsiv, Vichyorik Azov Batahar. And it says, halacha is you have to wash your clothing. You see the clothing come Tame from the Reich. And there's another drasha in that pasuk that says, Mashviyad Tar Tameshulach. What's in your hand is Tame. And you learn from there, Tumas Masa. Rashi says, it's Lav Dafka brought down at the Sugya. It's not really Gea Sugya. But upon him, if we're talking about Mashkin of Azov, then the halacha is that that is Tame de Raisa. If it's Tame de Raisa, you don't need the Yud Ches Dava. Hello. This Yud Ches Dava is talking about Mashkin of Ba'amach Masharet. So talking about Mashkin, it's a Rishon. The chiddush is that this Rishon is Matama Kalim, makes the Kalim into Hasheni. I, Rishon, usually not Matama Kalim. The Yud Ches Dava says that this Rishon is Matama Kalim. Why? Ugzeira Mashem Mashkin de Zav. It's a Gzeira Otu Mashkin of Zav. It's the gay just like Mashkin Zov, Kumitam Kalim, because of Avatoma. But goes on this also, Otu Mashkin the Zov. And we're only, and the Grada, if you know, want to know the truth, that they not only Mashkin Vamach Hasharetz, where they Geyser that it's Mitama Kalim, but even Mashkin Vamach Zedayim also would also be Mitama. Would also be Mitama the Kalim, which is a big Chiddush, because even though there it's only the Rabbanah the whole Tuma. But still, that it will be even goes in that. Will be goes in that also as well. It's a Tosfos I'm speaking now. Tosfos, second Tosfos Ella speaks out. Emor read who I didn't have a motzel minka mashkin about machas adayim shigam heim and tam and kli levesol truma. That also passes the kelim. We had this in Maseches Brachos. Like upon him, that's the case of. That's the explaining the 10 of it's really 9 comes out. We took out 12 yom. 9 of the Yud Ches Dava will explain, and we just explained all of them. Now I'm going to ask a kasha. That comes out that we're saying one of the 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were misakin were that Yedayim, because they're askaniyos, because they touch everything, therefore you're misakin the din of Atilas Yedayim. Right, the Gemara kasha, Yedayim, Talmidei Shammai, Vehillel Gozer. The Yadayim, is that a takana of Shammai veHillel? Talmid Shammai veHillel, which means Beis Shammai. When you say Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it means they're Talmidim, not them themselves. Yadayim, Talmid Shammai veHillel Gozer? Was there a Talmidim who Gozer it? I, Shammai veHillel Gozer. Shammai veHillel himself who Gozer. Shammai veHillel Gozer. The Tanya, look at the Braisa. Yoisi ben Yoyezer ish Tzereda. Yoisi ben Yoyechran ish Yishalayim. Gozeru Tumal Eretz Amim. They were Gozer Tumma on Chutz Laaretz, they said that it's Tame. And Rashi explains that even if you hold it, there's no oil hames by Goyisha, bones and bodies, still there's Tumas Maga Masa, and therefore they were Mesakin on Eretz Amim that there's Tumma. But Al Kli Zchuchis, another thing they were Mesakin is that even though Minat Torah, Kli Zchuchis is not Makabo Tumma, because it never says Tumma by Kli Zchuchis, still they were Goyisha Tumma by Kli Zchuchis. So they had two gzeris. They had a gzera on Tumas Eretz Amim and Klis Chuchas. Shimon ben Shatach, Tikin Ksubal Isha. Here's Mesak and Ksubal Isha. Rashi explains what it means is that it used to be when they wrote a Ksuba, they put aside money for the Ksuba and they couldn't touch that money. So it was coming, it was very easy to divorce a wife. Why? Because the money anyway is not being used. It's always stuck in a CD. So big deal. You divorce any time. Here, take the money. I don't care. So you're Mesak and you don't set aside money. Or your nechassim achrayis, and then it's like a big deal. If you divorce your wife, you have to start finding the money to pay her. So that was the one I'm talking about. But goes to tumah kli matris. If goes to tumah on kli matris, the Gemara will explain what this exeri is, because a kli matris really isn't kavot tumah midraisa. And another thing it says in this braisa, Shammai vehillel goes to tumah yadayim. Shammai and Hillel goes to tumah yadayim. So Haki is safe that it's one of the Yud Ches Dava, which were from Talmidei Shammai and Talmidei Beis Hillel. You see, they themselves were Goyzer on Tumas Yadayim. So Tomorrow Chid Teima Yol Taina. That when it says Shammai veHillel, it means here Beis Shammai veHillel. Hillel. Chid Teima Shammai veSiyatai veHillel veSiyatai. That when the Brisa says that the Yadayim meant Shammai and his entourage, Hillel and the entourage, and also the Yud Ches Dava, also the Shammai and Hillel and their Talmidim. But it's not true. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshwul, Shmei Nos Dava Gozru, Shmei Nos Nechlu. These 18 things that were that the Yud Ches Dava wasn't so easy. It was a Machlokes first. But Shammai and Hillel both argued on it. And we know Ve'ilu Hilul Hashamim Lenechlo B'Shloishim Mekayimus. We only find argued on three things, and not on Yadayim. The Amar Rav Huna B'Shloishim Mekayimus Nechku B'Suloi. Only three times the Machlekes. We'll see that on Daf Tezvav and Aleph. The three Machlekes in of Shamay and Hillel, and one of them is not Yadayim. So you can't say that it was Shamay and Hillel himself in the Yud Ches Davar, because those Yud Ches Davar all argued, and they didn't argue. I'll try another pshat. That Shammai Hillel came also into a Gozer Litlis. The first Gozer on Yadayim, that if you touch the Truma, you don't burn it. You just put it aside. You can't use it. It's a Safik. You can't burn it. We also tell me that over Gozer Lisrev, Talmidim said, took it a little further, step further, and there were Gozer Lisrev, and that's what it means, Yud Ches Davar. There were Gozer Shreifa, but it's not true. But Amilfa, Yadayim, Tchilik Zerosim Shreifa. But beginning, from the beginning, it started off, the Yadayim, the Gzera was to burn it. And it wasn't first Litlis, then Lisrefa. So what's Pshat? It says Shammai Hillel in the Brayse, Shammai Hillel goes there. No, Mish says it's based Shammai, based Hillel. Ella also inu Shammai Hillel goes on it. Ella also inu gozer. Well, he kibum nai, but it was not miskabel on the tzibur. This thing was not miskabel on the tzibur. Well, he kibum nai. Well, also tamidayu, but when Shammai Hillel came, gozer kibum nai. They came and they were goes there and they were kabel. This became the skabel. Came miskabel with tzibur. This gzera of Yadayim. So it means the Shammai Hillel made the gzera, and then Beis Shammai Hillel, no one took it upon himself, and Beis Shammai Hillel was sacking it, and everyone took it upon themselves. Frank Gemara still have a kasha. Yadayim is from Shammai Hillel, much later. Dar Shammai Hillel is really earlier. It's from Shloima HaMelech. Vakati Shloima Gozer. Shloima HaMelech was Gozer. How do we know? Don't read on Shmuel. Because Vishal Shatikin Shloima Erevin Utilas Adayim. Shloima HaMelech was Masakin Erevin, which means Eruvi Chad Seirois. They now take from your Rishos into Rishos Rabim, even though they're both Rishos Yachid. You now take from your Rishos to your friend's Rishos, even though they're both Rishos Yachid. We're out of Erev, without making one Chalaf for everyone. So he's in the second Erevin. Uratilas Adayim. He's in the second Uratilas Adayim also. When that happened, Yotzaz Abaskova Omra. Abaskova came out and said, Bani, Im Chacham Libecha Yismach Libi Gamani. If my son, if he's such a big Chacham, I am happy also. Hashem was very proud of him. And another Pasuk says, Chacham Bani Vesamach Libi Veshiva Charfei Dava. And Shloim Alek said, because Hashem was so happy, I could answer my Charfei Dava. So what do you see? You see, Shloim HaMelech was Geyser on Yadayim. It's not Shammai, it's not Beis Shammai, it's Shloim HaMelech much earlier. Sakta Gemara, you're right, but also Shloima Gozer al Lakachim. Shloima Melch was only Gozer for Kachim, they have to take Tilz Daim. Also, Inu, Shaman Hill came, the Gozer af Lachuma. The Gozer also for Chuma. Means first the Gzer was for Kachim. And then came Shaman Hillel, and the Gozer also for Chuma.